Well, those business confidence numbers are today 21-year lows, and also considerably lower than the business confidence collapse we saw in 2008 at the height of the credit crisis, means that companies like the biggest real estate investment trust, Growthpoint, reporting a big jump in office vacancies in their results today, reflecting this mounting gloom that's being felt in the economy. Norbert Sasser is the chief executive of Growthpoint Properties, the biggest shareholder at the V&A Waterfront, amongst other properties. But let's talk office vacancies, Norbert. Just how bad is it?
Bruce, it's pretty desperate, actually. You know, if you consider, you mentioned their business confidence lows in 21 years. I've been sort of involved with Growthpoint in one way or another for almost 20. And it's fair to say that this would be the worst 6 months that we've seen, that I've seen in all this time. So, it really is not only exceptionally competitive amongst the landlords, it's also extremely difficult operationally. I think the one thing that people don't often appreciate is just what it takes to run a property portfolio operationally. You know, often people think we're an investment company and we just own some properties and collect the rent, and but it's a fully operational business. And, you know, we see the challenges of load shedding, of generators, of refueling, the heat that this creates. I mean, at the Waterfront in particular, hundreds of generators that need to be refueled daily. So it's an operational nightmare, in addition to exceptionally competitive market and very, very weak dynamics in the economy, which is filtering through into our customers.
And you've got a vacancy rates of 11%. I mean, how bad is that compared to a normal slowdown, a normal cycle?
I think the only time I've ever seen it worse than that was in the very early stages of starting to build Growthpoint, probably in the early 2000s, around about 2001, there or thereabouts. I've seen numbers of 14% in the domestic market. This would be the highest level since then. Obviously, the economy today, a very different economy to what it was back then. You would certainly hope that in a cycle, you don't go way beyond these kinds of numbers. Sort of 12-13% would start to really show some distress.
What's happening then to office rental prices? You talk about a competitive environment. I mean, just how aggressive is it?
Yeah, no, it's not only, I think, are we struggling to keep our tenants, due to the competition. We publish what we call our renewal success rate. That is currently sitting at about 67%. And what that really means is that of three tenants in our portfolio whose leases are coming up, one of them is actually leaving the portfolio and going somewhere else. Linked to that is what's happening to their rental. That's another stat we publish. We call it the rental renewal growth rate. And it's currently at for the portfolio as a whole at minus 5.6%. So when a tenant leaves and he was paying $100, he's now renews for a new three-year lease and he's paying $95 there or thereabouts. So it's, you know, all these what we call key property metrics are negative at the moment. And look, this is not the first year. It's fair to say that we're into probably year three of this. As the economy stalled and, you know, as there was a bit of an overbuild of offices, certainly in our inland portfolio, Rosebank, Parktown, Sandton, you know, that's had a cumulative effect on these key performance indicators.
And those buildings go nowhere. They need to be filled. The only time they get filled is when there's a bit of growth. And there's no sort of sense that there's any massive uptick in growth due around any nearby corner anytime soon.
No, I think that's a real concern, is that if anything, we think things will get a little bit worse before they hopefully start getting better. And there's no obvious catalyst for things to turn around, obvious catalyst for the economy to start growing. And given what's happening globally, you know, we were always hopeful that South Africa can turn around and grow into the strength of a global economy that's growing strongly. Now the global economy is under its growth is in question. So it just makes it even more difficult for South Africa to turn things around when the rest of the world is potentially going into recession, or certainly growth rates are coming down sharply.
I mean, you've got some global diversification. You've got a nice portfolio in Australia. That's helped you lift your payout slightly to your shareholders, even if only slightly to your REIT holders. A higher proportion of your properties are outside of South Africa than before. You've gone from 30 to 35% in a relatively short period of time.
Correct. So that's a strategy we adopted 3-4 years ago to internationalize and to diversify, let's call it, away from South Africa. I think we've done it very successfully. Australia we did 10 years ago already, so that's sort of old news, and that's been a very, very good investment for us, probably the best of anything we've ever done. And then more recently, Eastern Europe, which has served us well. And the most recent one, which would have happened in the last 6 months, was the venture into the UK, where we bought control of a small listed UK real estate investment trust, which focuses on retail properties called Capital & Regional. And we own 51% of that today. So that's been probably the biggest move from the 30 to the 35 was the more recent acquisition of control of Capital & Regional.
In every decline, in every downtime, there is a point at somewhere, and nobody rings a bell to tell you when it happens, but it does happen when there is a recovery. And goodness knows when and how that happens. But at some point, we start seeing heavily geared REITs, real estate investment trusts, start to collapse. They can't fulfill their debts, and they've got to go to the big, powerful guys like yourselves. Would you be interested in nibbling at some point?
I think there is a point, Bruce, absolutely. You know, for now, I guess one of the questions is, you know, are we at the bottom? As you say, one can never really pick the bottom. Nobody rings that bell. Our sense is that probably there's a bit more downside to come before it turns around. The issue is, or the opportunity for us would really be to focus on buying quality assets from distressed buyers. So there are a lot of distressed properties out there that you could potentially buy, but that's not of interest to us. But are there some distressed sellers out there that we can buy the prime properties out of their portfolios and give them some liquidity? That's certainly something we'd be very interested in doing. But we just think that there's probably a little bit more to go before the opportunity is right for the picking.
Norbert Sasser, thank you. The Growth Point Chief Executive on The Money Show.